In March and April, one of the best things about living on the Cape and Islands is the opportunity to witness the display of the American woodcock. Woodcock are robin-sized birds, although they are twice as heavy, orange, buff-colored below, and patterned in a gray, brown, and black above, with a plump body and an extremely long bill. Take a look in a field guide at this unlikely-looking creature. These woodland-living shorebirds are well camouflaged and cryptically marked. They remain motionless during the daytime, rendering them virtually invisible. Daytime views of woodcock are typically a startled glance of the bird exploding into flight from underfoot. Woodcock are nocturnal birds, and while rarely seen, they are surprisingly common. They make a living by eating earthworms at night with their ridiculously long bill as a probe. The easiest way to find woodcock is to proceed to a field surrounded by woodlands just before dusk or again before dawn. It is best on clear nights with little wind, but as the season progresses, the birds display almost all the time, regardless of the weather. Better yet, get on an organized woodcock prowl offered by various local groups. Just at dusk, the birds begin their display calling and flights. The male makes a loud call that can be heard a half a mile away on a calm night. It is a loud "peep," kind of a nasal rough sound that once heard and recognized is unmistakable. The birds, often several males, will display in the same field. They keep this up for a short while, then they go airborne, climbing steadily up into the night sky, prescribing a wide, high spiral. The outer primary feathers on their wings produces a high twittering noise on takeoff, and all during the twisting, climbing flight. Reaching an altitude known only to the individual woodcock, they then drop back to earth in a series of swooping, diving, twisting slips with a loud, high-pitched, and much more rapid twittering sound than they produced on the ascent. All the sounds created while flying are produced by stiffened outer flight feathers on the end of their wings. As soon as the twittering stops, the bird is back on the ground, and they then resume the bang. They will keep at this for an hour or more before heading out to feed. They repeat the show as it begins to get light again in the morning. It is a fascinating and engaging display that, once seen and heard, leaves you wanting an encore. As the season progresses and temperatures warm, their performance will soon be even more vigorous and on every night. The display calls and flights of these birds are truly a wonder. If you have not heard and seen this display, don't miss the opportunity to do so over upcoming weeks. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.